And this news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Your best deal for award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Dennis Anthony Talerak appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris on charges of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license. The alleged incident occurred on May 21, 2026. This misdemeanor charge carries potential penalties of up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. A plea of not guilty was entered on Mr. Talerak's behalf. Looking ahead, the prosecution is mandated to provide a plea offer, discovery, and witness list by June 10th. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July the 2nd at 9:30 a.m., requiring the defendant's in-person attendance. This date also serves as the final deadline for entering a plea or filing motions. Attorney Michael Morosky has been appointed as counsel for Mr. Talerak. Bond has been set at $3,500, personal recognizance, meaning no immediate payment is required. However, failure to appear for future proceedings will result in fines, costs, and potential jail time. And the Bad Axe Police Department says a recent traffic enforcement effort led by 24 citations during a 5-hour operation focused on some of the busiest roadways. Police say officers targeted traffic concerns Thursday, May 21st, along North Van Dyke Road through the Business District, as well as East and West Huron Avenue. Extra attention was also given to the school zone near Bad Axe Middle School on South Van Dyke Road. According to Police Chief Sean Weber, officers conducted 24 traffic stops and issued 24 citations. Most involved hands-free driving violations, accounting for 14 tickets. Police also cited drivers for speeding, including 3 in the school zone, along with 2 for improper lane use violations, and 2 seatbelt infractions. The department says the enforcement initiative comes after 2 recent injury crashes in the North Van Dyke Business Corridor. Investigators say both crashes involved drivers failing to yield, leaving 5 people injured. While speed was not considered a factor in those incidents, police say speeding continues to increase crash severity and injury risk. Officers also reminded drivers that the center turn lanes are not intended for travel or merge use, warning motorists can be ticketed for improper lane use. Bad Axe Police say similar traffic enforcement details will continue at different locations throughout the city in the coming weeks. As our police are working to keep us safe, let's help keep them safe and slow down, pay attention, and give them space. It's not just recommended, it's the law. And authorities say a lockdown at Sherwood Elementary School was quickly resolved Thursday after an unauthorized man entered the building during the school day. According to Saginaw Township Community School Superintendent Jamie Kratz, the individual first entered the playground area and ignored instructions from staff to report to the main office. Officials say the man then entered the school through a door being used by another person, prompting staff to immediately activate lockdown procedures. Police responded within minutes and took the man into custody without incident. District officials say no students were harmed and the individual did not make contact with children inside the building. School leaders notified families most directly affected by the disruption and praised staff for their quick response. District officials say the incident underscores the importance of continued investment in school safety and security measures. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
The deer season sales event at Tri-County Equipment is here, and the deals on Z700 series mowers are the strongest of the year. Save $500 on the Z700E, $750 on the Z700M, and save a full $1,000 on the top-tier Z700R. If you need to mow sun up to sundown, these are the machines you've been waiting for. With deep decks, commercial frames, and professional-grade reliability, the deer season sales event brings the strongest incentives on new commercial mowers from Tri-County Equipment. If your business needs more uptime, more speed, and more durability, this is your moment. Shop your local Tri-County Equipment for the Z700E, Z700M, and Z700R today, but only until June 1st. The clock is ticking. Don't miss your chance to save big. Make sure you shop your local Tri-County Equipment, sit in the yellow seat, and put a Z700 to work for you. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with more news. A major environmental and public safety emergency is unfolding in Orange County, California, where a massive leak from an unstable chemical tank has forced authorities to issue mandatory evacuation orders for approximately 50,000 residents. Local emergency responders and hazardous material teams have established a wide containment perimeter around the facility to manage the toxic vapors. Air quality monitoring teams are deployed across the surrounding communities to track the path of the plume as weather patterns are shifting. Officials have opened multiple emergency shelters outside the exclusion zone, advising residents to stay clear of the area until structural engineers and chemical experts can safely depressurize and secure the leaking containment vessel. And diplomats from the United States and Iran are working to finalize a historic memorandum of understanding intended to formally end the military conflict in West Asia. President Donald Trump announced that the core terms, which include lifting the naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, are largely negotiated, though some implementation details remain subject to final adjustments. The proposed agreement reportedly establishes a 30-day timeline to restore pre-war commercial shipping volumes through the vital maritime choke point and a 60-day window for specialized nuclear talks. While international allies have welcomed the diplomatic breakthrough, Iranian state media notes that specific elements regarding enrichment oversight remain sensitive. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ordis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ordis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ordis first. That's Ordis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ordis.com. Ordis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ordis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ordis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ordis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ordis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.